We are learning the second Ksubas daf from Gimel and Beis, and we are beginning two lines on top of daf from Gimel and Beis. We have in the Mishnah the next Tanai Ksuba. Benon nukvin the havlechiminoi. That means that even though you're not mechuyev to support your sons and daughters while you're alive, that's the halacha. You're not mechuyev after 6 years old. But when a person dies, his daughters get supported from the state, even though they have no Yerusha, they get supported from the state until they get married. That's what it sounds like in the Mishnah, the Tzlachim, the Guvrim, until they get married. And our Gemara will discuss that a little bit more in detail. Rav Tani ad Tzlachim, the Guvrim, until they get married, that you have to support until they get married. Velevi Tani ad to Tabagrin, until they become Vigaras, until 12 and a half years old, they get supported from the estate. Freit the Gemara, the Rav Afagav the Bagar, they get Mezainis? That's not true. They don't get Mezainis after Vigaras. That's the Rav says, Bitmiya, for the Bagar's Mezim Joshav, for the Long Tazim and Besa, he's Mezim Joshav already. And he brings a right from even the Gemara, they all know something else. But after Begaris, you don't get it. And the lady Avigav the Insev, if she gets married, she has a husband, you think she gets Mezainis? So how can it be arguing? What? No, not even Begaris saying no. It's much like this, that the Gemara thought the Rav was saying the Shear is, it's like a hard thing. Only marriage. And according to Levi, it's Begaris, that's it. So he's telling me now, if you get married less than a Begaris, if you're Levi, you're going to get Mezainis? You have a husband now. And he told me for your Rav that after Begaris you get it, you're ready to Begaris. Ella, Avad, they both agree. But Bagar, Vlay Insev, everyone agrees you don't get Mezainis. Insev, Vlay Bagar, also everyone agrees you don't get Mezainis. The Kuliyam, Vlay Pligi, they're not arguing, you don't get Mezainis. Ki Pligi, the Machlaikas is Ba'arusa, Vlay Bagar. Arusa, Vlay Bagar. That would be the Machlaikas. Vechain, Tony Levi, Masnita. Levi Taka said in the price like that. At Tabagrin, Vyamtis, Meneim, the Insevin. That told the Geras and the Yamtis and the Insev. Now, what does it mean, Pligi Ba'arusa? What does it mean, Pligi Ba'arusa? So Rav holds that Ad to the with the Lashon Ad Tzlachan Leguvra means until there's a kicha the Erisin, a Kedushin. Once there's a Kedushin, even without Begeras, you don't get it anymore. Levi holds you need either Begeras or Nesuin. And Levi in the Masnita, Taka said call like that because he says either Ad to Vagun the Begeras. Or and then it says v'yamtis v'neim the incident, or it reached the time to get married. Bring more clarity. Like there's two things here. It means like this: eloi tabagrin told begaris, or yamtis v'neim l'insiva. Or it's 12 months since the arusa. We learned the beginning of the masechta. 12 months after arusa, and the arusa doesn't come through with the marriage. Alach is starts giving mezainis. So Levi holds that only until this man nesuin, which is 12 months, do you start getting mezainis from the husband and not from the father of the state anymore. But Amasha Enki Rav. Rav holds from Arusa already, beginning of Arusa already, you're losing mezainis. And we'll see very soon, momentarily, the Svara of let's say, Rav. The Rav is a Svara, L'chaira. Why by Arusa, which you're losing mezainis from the estate, you're not getting mezainis from the husband yet. We'll have to see the Svara, we'll see it momentarily. The Gemara says, Ketanoi, really, this is Rav and Levi is Chalikas Hanoim, Ad Masa Abbas Nezainis, Ashati Oritz. That's what Tanakama says. Shemar Lazoim Ravachat Bagar and told by Geras. So you see that, according to Tanakama, Eretzin alone would be enough to mafkia the Mezainis from the estate of the husband. Tani Rav Yosef, Reis had a price, Ad Havyoin, the Havyoin, until the Havyoin. That was his loss he put into Ksuba. So, Bailu, Avai the Eretzin or Avai the Nesuin? What does that mean? What does Avai mean? Avai the Eretzin, which means like Kedushin, or Avai the Nesuin, which means Nesuin? Take, we're not sure what he holds. Omer Chistel Rav Yosef. Mishmiya loch mined Rav Yehuda, Arusa yes mezainis and mezainis. Do you hear from Rav Yehuda what he holds about this? Does Arusa get mezainis or not? So here we're going to start saying some svaros now. What would be the svaros to get mezainis? We know it's like it's Rav and Levi, and Rav Yosef had a shaila. Now the Gemara says Rav Chista asked Rav Yosef, do you hear Rav Yehuda anything about? So Tosfos asks, Tosfos says lo shmiya le plukta tanoi leel. They didn't know what it was tanoim. He's asking, what's the halacha? Because it sounds like Rav Chista asking a new question. We have a machlekes hanoim already about Balak upon him. He didn't hear the machlekes hanoim, or he wanted to know what the halacha is. That was the question. So I didn't hear anything, but I'll tell you a svara. El mesvara lesla. Kivin de irsa, mesvara gets no mezainis from the estate anymore. Why? Kivin de irsa, le'nicha le'de tezel. When you like this. No problem. Stop giving your mezainis from the estate. Oh, you worry you start collecting? The chosin will never let his kala be collecting. Even after Eris, you're right, you're not mechuyev mezainis, but he sees that his kala is destitute, he will take care of her. So no reason to take from the estate. That's what Rav Chista says back to him, in Mishvah Ishmila, if you didn't hear it, I'll tell you a svara, the opposite of it. Mesvara isla, she gets mezainis from the estate. Why? This is the chosin, the arus. doesn't know her yet. She has a mum yet. Didn't have a suing yet. And I can throw out money just like that. The Ikedamri has the exact same svara, just the opposite. Omalei Rav Yosef answered, Mishloish Mila, I didn't hear of it, but Masvara Isla, she gets the zaynus from the father's estate. Why? Since the husband doesn't know yet, you're not going to throw out money. Omalei, so Rav Chizkiya back, Mishloish Mila, Masvara Lesla, she doesn't have zaynus, Kimla Irsa, since there's heirs already, Lenichla, the Titzel, she doesn't want her to be bezoyan to go collecting, therefore he'll probably support her. Agaponim, so we have, just to recap very quickly, we really have Machlekes, Tanoim, and Amarayim, if Arutza gets mezoinus, and the Tzad Arutza would not get mezoinus from her father, is because the Chas and the Arus, we're calling the Chas and the Arus, will take care of her no matter what. Now, I want to have a few shilas about mezoinus, and the Simon of the Amarayim, who said the Memra, is Sak Zeref, and the five Memras are Mianov, Yivma, Shnia, Arusa, Vanusa. That's the sack, the shin is sheshes, and the first shot is about miyana. Does mamenes, which means she got married, and while she was in a suah, the halacha is, she doesn't get mezonis from the estate anymore, right? Her husband takes care of her. But then she didn't miyan. She was a ketana, she didn't miyan. And now she comes back to her father's house. Her father's not alive, but goes back to her father's house. Does she get from her father's estate mezonis or not? That's the Gemara Shaila. That's Rav Sheshes. Amal Hu Rav Sheshes, Tani Sua.
This while her father was alive, she
for
sure gets?
Not sure, we're not getting in that case. Because there is not Shach Mian. If she gets married when her father's alive, it's not a can't do Mian. Then it's Kedushin Raisa. Kedushin Raisa, it's a Sua, and then you don't go back. So, Amal Hu Rav Sheshes, Tani Sua. We learned in a Braisa like that. It says, Amono Beves Aviyah, Grusha Beves Aviyah, which Rashi speaks out, means Amono Mina Erisin, because we're going, according to Mandi Amar, that the Erisin does not get of the gets mezainus from the father, because the arusa gets, going according to the arusa gets mezainus. Tais fixed out that we're going according to the arusa gets mezainus. So a mono min a erisin, that her husband dies, the arus dies, and she's back with vesavia, or a grusha from a erisin vesavia, vishemeres yavam vesavia. All these cases, yes, shlom mezainus. She gets mezainus from her father's estate. Why? She never was had an asua, and she never went out of her father's rishos. Her father's not alive. Out of her father's estate rishos. Rav Yehuda Ima, Oida Beis Aviyah Yashom Mezainis, Eina Beis Aviyah Yashom Mezainis. He says the exact same thing in the Tanakhama. He says, Oida Beis Aviyah Yashom Mezainis, Eina Beis Aviyah Yashom Mezainis. Break tomorrow, who died in the Tanakhama? That's the exact same on the Amma. El Olav, it must be, Mima Menes Ika Benayu, the Nafkamin is a Menes. The Tanakhama Sova Isla, Rav Yehuda Sovar Lesla. Now, where do you see this in the Tanakhama's words? So, Rashi speaks out, this will figure out a little more, but Rashi speaks out, the Tanakhama holds, Menes, she gets with Zainus. Vahokama, Amona Vesavia, but who are the Menes, they ain't kind of suing because she's accurate. And Rashi's saying, no, Oida Vesavia means she never had any type of suing. But once she had a type of suing, she doesn't get. Now, Taisa has a cash over here, he says, Mtaima, my knocker Amona. If since Kivya Phil Linus Amal Yeshlam Zainus, Taisa has a cash on this price. It says Amono, we think Mina Erisin, she gets Zainus because when her husband dies. What do you mean? Even when she was married, the Kedushin she was getting from the Zainus. Why did he pick that case? So Zok Taisvis is Gufa the teachers in Amenas. Veshlema Lashmi Inon. Avmanasuin Afilnis Amola Ain Law. Inami Lashmi Inon. Dafka amonim in the eris in Yeshua, and asun ain't love. Mamenes, avgnisas isla. I want to say this diak, that it says amonim, but dafka amonim in the eris, amonim in asun not. But mamenes, even though the renosa isla, and then that's what we know, mamenes zik of an ayah. But upon him, mamenes comes out, there's a machloikis, tanakama, rabbi huda, if mamenes gets mezoinis or not, is it considered a nesua, or you look at it as oikel mafreya, and therefore there was never a nesua. We'll do one more shayla. Boyer is lakish. Bas yevama yesh lo mezoinos or ein lo mezoinos. Here we have a case where the bas of yevama says is kind of, which means obviously from the second husband, not the first husband. We have here a, because if they had from the first husband, then they wouldn't have a yibum. So here the case was that someone did yibum with his brother's wife, and they had a daughter. So what's the shayla? And then he dies. The problem over here is, there's no real ksuba. When someone is Yibum, there's no real ksuba on him. The ksuba is on the Baal HaRishon. And the Baal HaRishon is not mechuyev to support your daughter. So here, does she get mezainis or not? That's the question. Boyer Shlokesh. What?
Who's the fight with?
The child is, does the second husband's estate have to pay for it? They had boys afterwards also. The second husband had children.
Right.
Yeah. And they have a daughter.
He has his daughter.
He has a daughter and sons. Okay? He dies. Second husband dies. Right. The second husband dies.
It's his regular daughter.
It's his daughter, exactly.
It's granted, he was brother's ex-wife. But
right, but the whole chiyuv to support your daughter is only through only because of the ksuba. And he has now ksuba for his wife. Doesn't have ksuba.
And his sons are from the previous marriage?
No, those sons, the sons work out Yerusha, not ksuba. The sons have Yerusha, that's why. So that's not a shayla. So, basi vama, yesh l'mazayinus and l'mazayinus. Kim da amar ksuba sa nechzabay l'risha and lesla. There's no mazayinus. And like we're speaking out, that there's no mazayinus. Because the Baal Rishon have a to support your daughter. And there's no ksuba on the Baal Sheni. If the first husband didn't have money, the Kinu L'Rabbanu Masheni, he'd have to give a ksuba, Islay, then there is a ksuba. Because there is technically a ksuba. You gotta have money ready, there is a ksuba, teku. So he applied to the teku. But it's important just to speak out the Ran over here. The Ran here in the back says like this: "V'dafka v'deikin achosim a rishon who come boyle." It's only if the rishon has something to pay for. There's a shaila. The leka, if there's no achosim, ha'tekin l'rabban v'ksuba m'sheni, and then pshit v'ksuba navi yisla. The whole shaila is only in a case where there is enough achosim of the rishon to pay for her ksuba. Then we say, lemaisa, he's not mechuyev to give money. But let's say the case was the first guy had no money for ksuba. Then for sure the second one had a ksuba after ksuba.
The dead brother.
What?
He's Yerush, the dead brother.
So that's really a good kasha every time that the Tais has a kasha every time the whole shaila, who cares? So also about Rishon, what's the case? Whatever, something money came afterwards. Tais has a kasha, you ask. You ask him. There's nothing to do with this question, really, technically. But he's saying like this: the whole shaila is if there's no ksuba on the sheni, so then it's not his daughter, so that's the shaila. But the Ran speaks out also another important thing that the Yavama asks for Vadi Yeshlam Azainis after husband dies, because even on the Baila Arisha, he's mechuyev to take care of his wife, even after the second husband dies. It's only the daughter is a Shaila. Mar lives with a Teiku. Yeah.